Today, the business world is watching to see if oil prices go down. OPEC oil ministers meeting in Iran agreed today to boost production by 500,000 barrels a day beginning April 1st. The cartel has been under pressure to pump more oil in hopes of controlling oil prices. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Saudi Arabia was leading the charge to raise OPEC's production quotas. The Saudi oil minister even hinted yesterday that the kingdom was prepared to open its own taps if necessary, no matter what the cartel decided. Daniel Yergin, chairman of Cambridge Energy Research Associates, says the Saudis are anxious to put the brakes on oil prices, which have soared to within a dollar of their all-time high.
The Saudis have been very clear that they are unhappy and worried about $55 a barrel oil because of its uncertain effects on global economic growth, and also because of growing criticism of the price, not only from industrial countries, but also from other developing countries.
So far, the effects of high prices on industrial countries have been muted when compared to past oil shocks. Although some industries, like airlines, have been hard hit, the overall economy seems to have taken costlier oil in stride. Analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago notes, even as the average price of gasoline topped $2 a gallon this week, the CEO of Wendy's was boasting he'd seen no drop in sales.
The reason why prices are going up is because the world economies are doing well. China is doing well, India is doing well, and the United States is doing well. So I think it's great. I mean, here we're in an economy where you can pay $2.15 for a gallon of gasoline, and you can go to Wendy's and order off the biggie menu.
As complacent as people may be with sustained oil prices in the $40 to $50 a barrel range, though, if prices remain much above that, it would put the U.S. in uncharted territory. And Yergin says higher prices are a real possibility as oil producers struggle to keep pace with growing demand.
A market that is this tight is vulnerable to price spikes, and it can be caused by weather, it can be caused by political events, by disruptions of supply in one or two countries. There's very little margin for error.
Yergin says if all goes well, worldwide production of oil may increase by 13 million barrels per day, or about 15%, by the end of the decade. In the short run, though, even Saudi Arabia can boost pumping by only a modest amount, and that means its ability to keep prices in check is largely symbolic. Scott Horsley, NPR News.